Hi, everybody. It is Sharei Oraz, Shvarik Tshuva of the Week. And this week I wanted to discuss two tshuvot from Rav Avadja's new collection that his children and grandchildren just put out of Shelo to Tshuvot Yechaveh Da'at, the seventh chelek. Very interesting short tshuvot. And today I'm going to talk about a sensitive topic. We're going to talk about Kol Isha, listening to a woman, man listening to a woman singing. And this is a typical divide between the modern Orthodox and the Haredi community about how strict to be about this particular issue. And I think the way Rav Avadja handles it is a very healthy way, balanced as usual. And the two topics that he deals with, two tshuvot, one after the other, is, well, first of all, about a man listening to a woman sing on the radio. And then he speaks about women listening to a women singing Zmirot. In other words, men and women singing Zmirot together at the Shabbat table. So these two issues are a typical divide between the modern Orthodox and the Haredi community. You'll notice on Nachum Siegel's channel, he will have women singers from time to time that he plays their recordings. And that's because in the modern Orthodox community, this is what is accepted. It is not so accepted in the Haredi community. And what stance does Rav Avadja take on this? Rav Avadja takes on it as typical Rav Avadja, that ha-machmir tavo la bracha, there's room to be strict. Ha-mekile shema mali smoch, there's what to rely on for those men who wish to be lenient. Typical big tent approach. He realizes life is complex and that it is not black and white. And while there is room to be lenient, essential halacha, one can be lenient. After all, Gemara Sanhedrin says that Ein Yetzer Hara Shalet Al Bamashe Nav Ra'ot. If you never met the person, you don't see the person. The man is not going to be affected. And therefore, if a man is listening to a woman singing, he doesn't know who she is, hasn't seen a picture, just listening to her on the radio, that or recording, that Rav Avadja feels it is essentially permissible. He said it's better to be strict, but it is certainly permissible to be lenient about this. Now, similarly, he has about men and women singing Zmirot together. And it's interesting, this is a famous ruling from Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, a great posek of the pre-World War II and post-World War II era. He was lenient about this, that he noted that there was a tradition in the German Jewish community to be lenient about this from Rav Hirsch and Rav Hildesheimer. They were both lenient about this issue. They felt that this was important for in our time to be lenient about this particular issue. And it's interesting what Rav Avadja says. He says that ruach you don't have to talk too much. Ein tzorach l'harbot milim al ma she'ne'amar b'sefer Sridi Eishanal b'shem gedolei rabbanei Ashkenaz ki ruach Hashem diber ba miloto al lashonam. You don't have to start talking about this so much. Look, this is these great rabbis from Germany. The word of Hashem was on their mouths. Quite a praise that Rav Avadja gives to them. And he says, im efshar lachmir, if it's possible to be strict about this, better to be machmir about this. But those who want to be lenient certainly can be lenient. Rav Avadja has a tremendous amount of respect for these rabbanim from Germany, for Rav Weinberg, for Rav Hirsch, for Rav Hildesheimer. And therefore, he says, once one wants to rely on, one can rely on, especially because you have an original lenient opinion about this, is a Sephardic opinion, Shelo to Tshuvot Divrei Chefetz, Rabbi Aaron Toledo, whose works are quoted in the Sephardic, very important Sephardic works, Stei Chemed, and therefore he felt that it was it was appropriate to be lenient, because when you're speaking about Zemirot, it's Kodesh, it's not an area where Yetzer Hara is going to be involved. This is a Kodesh, this is a holy area, and therefore there's room to be lenient. Yes, he says that better to be machmir, but if it's not really possible, if that doesn't work for your family or for the circumstances, then he says they have what to be lenient about this. So again, Rav Avadja takes a balanced view about these issues, as he does very often, in saying ha-machmir tavo la bracha, mekel yeshlo ma lismoch. There's room for the machmir and the mekel. On these issues and on many, many others, is a good, healthy attitude to take Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. These and these are the words of the living God. I wish everybody a good week.